You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, I'd happen to be JR. I'm going to be here with you for the next 4 hours. Happy, what's today? Happy Thursday night. I have to look it up. I wake up and I live life. I don't know days of the week. I just figure out what I have to do and keep it moving. But I know this, like I said, I'll be here for the next 4 hours. This is when I get started, 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody locked in all over North America. My folks at work getting to the money, my people on the roads, moving stuff in trucks, my people overseas, wherever the hell you at. Thank you for listening. The free Odyssey app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. We got people locked in. SiriusXM channel 158. Smart speakers too. Shout outs to super producer and host Dave Shepard, holding it down in New York City. If you want to talk to us, it's simple. The phone number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can find me online. I am everywhere at JR Sport Brief. At JR Sport Brief everywhere on social media, where I pretty much tweeted out and shared, put on Facebook, some of the topics that we're going to discuss tonight. Congratulations to the New York Yankees. They didn't play baseball today. That's great for them because it's one less night for them to go out there and get the living hell beat out of them. Congratulations to the New York Yankees. Taylor Swift, Super Bowl, right? She said no. She ain't doing it. They got to find somebody else to do it. And a big shout out to Mike Gentile. Much love to everybody listening up in Toronto. I spoke to Mike Gentile this evening, and he posed the question to me, JR, Taylor Swift said no to the Super Bowl. Who should do it? I was stumped. Mike Gentile, he stumped me. I had no answer. And so we'll talk about that later on in the show. Shannon Sharp has a new job, no longer on Fox, but on another familiar network. The NBA dropped this schedule. We got an NFL preseason game going on right now this minute. What are these teams? Oh, Cleveland and Philadelphia. Cleveland is winning 15-10. There's no Jalen Hurts. There's no Deshaun Watson. And so there's me, who is not bothering to give a damn about the game. Shep, how you doing? You good?
I'm doing well, JR. How are you, my friend?
I got no complaints. How was the show last night, man? I did the afternoon for Maggie and Perloff, and you hung in there for me. Everything went good yesterday?
I thought everything went really well. I mean, I've always said this to you, JR. When I host the JR Sport Brief, it's always a reflection and an extension of you. And so I don't think at this point anyone has a better idea of how to do the JR Sport Brief outside of you than me. And it's always a privilege because we have the best callers in the entire world. We have the best people that interact. And by the way, I wanted to make sure that I watched you on the YouTube
watched
live
me.
Stream. Absolutely. When you did Maggie and Perloff, I thought you were fantastic. You were such a natural at this. JR, I'll say this. I have no problem saying this live. Well, first of all, I want to know this. What? I'll ask you two questions. One.
Yes.
How is doing afternoon drive compared to primetime?
What's the difference?
Yeah, what's the big what's the biggest difference?
It's light outside. That's the difference. It's light. It's light. When I do this, it was gonna be a musical reference. The Freaks come out at night, but that's the difference. You
right.
know, I could say ass more here because I feel like it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's one of the differences.
That's fair.
Yeah.
So I was thinking about this, and I'm watching you, and you got so many people like getting in on that chat. We need to do something like that for your show here.
Oh, the chat? Oh, I don't even see it. I didn't even see
it. Yeah, but like, but I also think that I'm not saying anything you don't know because you study this business as much as I do, if not even more. This is we are in the audio business. But this is such a physical, visual field as well. And I think there needs to be some component of that with the JR Sport Brief because I know you always want to get this show better each and every time we get behind this microphone. And I just think that's something that, man, it could be even that much greater for fans that want to really, you know, be able to see you live every single day and night.
Okay. You want to work the mixer or the TriCast? Who's going
to
do that?
Well, I mean, I'll put it out there. Like, if they can show me how to do that, if this, you know, I think I owe it to you. I owe it to our fans. Oh. Because you're also, if you don't mind me saying so,
yeah,
you're made for the camera.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yes.
Well, thank you.
I could see why you did NBA TV. I could see why you did SNY.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you to Tara August, and thank you to who the hell hired me at SNY? I got to think of it.
The Wolf.
Hey, Gowdy. Oh, thank you, Gowdy.
Oh, Kurt's son, right?
Yeah, of course. How can I? Broadcasting Hall of Fame. Yes. How could I forget the names?
Yes.
I can forget the name because I'm human. It's just what it is. Well, thank you, Shep. Yeah, we'll hire somebody to work the TriCaster in and keep it moving.
Just something to think about as we go into year three, you and I together, you know?
Tons. Absolutely, man. It's not a problem. So I'm glad. It was fun yesterday. And I'm glad you had a good time with the show last night.
Thanks, Jared. So we did a top six. We did a top six, obviously. And
yeah,
we did the six.
I saw part of it online.
Yes.
Quarterbacks, right?
Yes, yeah, six best quarterbacks heading into 2023. And a lot of people had a good list. So you'd be proud, man. You really would be. We got a great audience. We really do.
That's good. Did somebody call up and say something stupid? Of course, right?
No. Although no. Paul, our buddy Paul from Rhode Island,
Paul?
We have to steer.
Oh, you spoke to him?
We have to steer him. Because he talks in generalities, and he's so knowledgeable, but he gets on the airwaves, and it's like he's talking about this team and that team and this player.
Right.
And we're just like, Paul, specify who you're talking about to give everybody an idea to have more context clues to what it is that you're spewing out there. But,
right.
You know, Alan from Toronto was our first caller for the top six. So.
You spoke to Paul last night, so I don't have to today, right?
Well, you are JR, so that is your decision, my friend.
Okay. That's not – hey, listen, Paul, and that's not an invitation to call. Don't. Just save yourself, Paul. Don't do that. What about Alan from Toronto?
I mean, Alan's great. You know, Tommy, Adam, you know, Johnny, Atlanta. I mean, James, L.A. I mean, just the Rich, Chicago. I mean, we got so many. Ezra, like Daniel from Chicago. It's a party.
Rich told you before he started speaking that he looked some things up, right? I looked this up. And I'm like, okay, good.
Well,
I'm glad you know how to use Google.
Listen, if he wants to give us a Socratic seminar on the air, and as long as he's coming up with tangible research, stats, and information, I'm all for that. You know, educate us, Rich.
So I looked this up.
Yeah.
This is like, well, I hope you did.
Well, he's not taking credit for it, JR. I give him credit for that. He's not kind of, you know, parting it off on his own.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have some folks who do. Where's the individual from? Is he from Phoenix?
We have
a guy who calls.
We have a lot of callers, JR.
But there's a guy who calls us, and he thanks the Lord, which I'm fine with. You thank the Lord
We didn't have him. We had Sean from Oregon. He's another guy.
He's another
good
caller. Sean called me yesterday on
yeah.
There's a lot of callers who listen.
And our guy Vlad.
Day.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Our guy Vlad from Chicago, always wanting that merch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's about to get cool again, so he can get a hoodie, right?
That's a good point. And
he lives in Chicago. He could wear a hoodie now for all that, you know.
That's right. We didn't have the Repo Man call. I was kind of hoping he would call.
You wanted to hear from the Repo Man?
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Nobody wants to talk to the Repo Man.
Well, no one wants the Repo Man to do his job, but we don't mind talking to him.
Right. I wonder if he has to wear like a bulletproof vest. He has to wear a bulletproof vest when he works, right?
Let's put it this way. He does it at night. I know that because there's no witnesses.
Yeah, that's a hell of a job. You think he wears all black? He wears all black, right?
Listen, you got to be camouflaged in some shape or form because when you're doing what you're doing, you don't want people seeing that. So
yeah, he's not going outside in yellow reflecting clothes like he's a construction worker. He's repoing cars. I don't want to say he's stealing the. Is he? No, you can't. If repossessing a car, you can't steal it back. It's not what it's called.
Correct. It's not a take back. You're right. Because legally, you know, they have the jurisdiction to seize that property. Correct.
It just sounds cool to say stealing it back. It's like someone takes your lawnmower and it's gone for, let's say, 2 years. You have to buy another one. You see the lawnmower sitting out in the lawn and you just go over there and take it. I had to steal my own stuff back. And now what? That's what got O.J. Simpson locked up, right?
It's crazy because obviously we reference O.J. Simpson. That's not the first thing you think of. You think of the Bronco and the chase, and it's amazing that he was able to.
I think about the reason for the Bronco and the chase.
That's fair. So they're all into one. You're right. They're all under the same umbrella. But that's what we remember when it comes to O.J. At least most of us. I mean, some people remember him from his Bills days when he was, you know, setting the all-time rushing mark. But most of us remember that 95 situation, unfortunately, with his, deceased ex-wife Nicole and her partner. But yeah, it's amazing that that's what put O.J. behind bars.
He interrupted the NBA Finals.
JR, you remember how big that story was.
Oh, yeah. The New York Knicks were playing.
Right. That was bigger. O.J. was bigger.
Yeah, they aired the trial on national television every day. You know, we live in such a wild, wild world. When O.J. Simpson is a comedic figure on Twitter, like, who gave this dude internet access? Like, you know what should happen? And some genius should think about this. I'm not doing it. O.J. Simpson should go on tour with Pete Rose and Barry Bonds and Lance Armstrong, and they should just call themselves the Rejects. And they should just sit around for an hour and answer questions. I don't know what it is, but
yeah.
They should just, I don't, it's a bad idea, but the outcasts, the rejects, the pariahs, that somebody would show up to watch these guys.
You know, it's obviously you don't put them in different categories because, you know, obviously Rose never cheated on the field. Bonds did.
Well, so let's go through this quickly.
Yeah, right.
One was an acquitted murderer, right?
Yes.
One was a gambler. One was a jerk.
A gambler on his own team, but yes.
Right. One was a jerk. That'd be Barry Bonds.
Sure. Wouldn't
and
be the
then,
first one.
What would Lance Armstrong be? A bully and a liar?
A bully, a liar, and a cheater.
Comment.
I mean, a lot of those guys.
Cheater, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the Tour de France, all those. I shouldn't say all. Most of those guys enhanced their performances in not an up-and-up kind of way. So he wasn't the first. He's not the last. What really demonizes Lance is how he treated. Yeah. Is how he put other people's lives in jeopardy on his own lies, by the way.
Yeah, he's a jackass, man.
Yeah.
I know everything he did for Livestrong, and that doesn't have a damn thing to do with what he did with those cyclists. He was like a tyrant.
Right.
If you do this, I'm going to ruin your life. Like, whoa, bro. Like, that's evil supervillain type stuff. So, yeah, they're all rejects. They should do a tour or a residency in Vegas like Usher. Usher's doing a residency in Vegas. So
right.
I think that's where O.J. Simpson stays anyway.
So, JR, so SNL does it's a very popular, funny satire show. And right. One of their most popular segments, probably in the last decade, is Kenan Thompson imitating O.J. Simpson.
Oh, my
and
God.
Like, and basically the running joke is you can't give O.J. a metal knife at a restaurant. So he had to use this plastic knife the whole time, and it wasn't able to cut anything. And the audience is just eating it up. And that's where we've come now, is O.J. is now a comic figure, more so than he is an acquitted murderer.
Even to say it out loud, that O.J. Simpson is a comedic figure.
He is.
More so than he is an acquitted murderer. It sounds terrible to say. Acquitted murderer, that's what he is.
I mean, JR, like I'm looking at his Twitter as we speak. Like he averages 400,000 views with each video he puts out there. And he's got basically a million people following him.
It's it's when O.J. Simpson pops up and does the videos.
Yeah, and he's by the poolside and he's got the sunglasses. Yeah. Yes, yes.
Whoever is helping him out with the digital is genius. I remember his first tweet. It was in 2019, as I remember talking about it on the radio here in Atlanta, and it's just like, who let O.J. on Twitter? I remember his first tweet was, "Hey guys, it's O.J. Simpson. I'm here on Twitter." And every now and then, I'm going to pop up and talk about stuff. And it's just like, whoa. Like, who else that has maybe carved up another human being do we need advice from? It's O.J. Simpson is a special character. As I look him up on Twitter, because here we go. O.J. Simpson, 8 hours ago, sitting by the pool making his picks for this year in his aviator sunglasses. O.J. Simpson giving advice on his former team, the Buffalo Bills. How about that? Oh, my goodness. And he's wearing a Gilligan's hat.
Yeah, and then other videos, he's got reading glasses on. Like
he's golfing.
Right, right. Like he does the I'm not going to do this to you, JR, but obviously, like I can hear it. I'm not going to play it. Don't worry. I know we don't want to give that kind of publicity to this guy, but like he's got 5 million views on one of his videos where like the math just doesn't add up. Like he's a conspiracy theorist now.
Oh, yeah. I see that video.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what would be the next step? Imagine if OJ actually like really went outside and was back as a member of the NFL community. Like the Super Bowl is going to be in Vegas, and we're going to talk about the Super Bowl later on in the show. Can you imagine if OJ showed up to like NFL honors?
Well, they obviously honored him as one of the top 100 players. They had to put him on the billing, but I'm guessing, and I don't know this for fact, I'm guessing he didn't get an invite. Bro. For to show up on the field.
I haven't seen O.J. Simpson outside in like, I don't know, what are we going to call it, close to almost 30 years now?
It's been a minute, yeah.
He hasn't. Well, can you imagine if he showed up on like a red carpet? He don't need an invitation. He can get a ticket and somebody can give him one. If he wanted to show up, I'm sure he could.
Well, people forget this. We obviously remember him as a great running back, the first individual ever with over 2,000 yards, and it was only a 14-game stretch. He would have had the record to this day had they had a 16 schedule back then, the way Eric Dickerson was afforded, and then beyond that. But OJ was a phenomenal speaker. Like, he was a tremendous orator. It's why he made it to the top as a broadcaster. And we forget that. Like, this is a gifted individual that obviously made a really bad decision. He's made a couple bad decisions. Right. Okay, that's fair. Right. But it is
alleged,
a shame.
The alleged murder or stealing his stuff back.
Right. I mean, one trumps the other for sure. But it is a shame that it does seem like.
And nobody knows who killed these people, by the way. Right? Nobody knows.
Well,
like Tupac and Biggie Small. Nobody knows who killed
him. Well, there's been enough. I mean, he had a book basically come out.
Yes.
And so he's basically admitting it without admitting it.
What a jerk.
Yeah.
Man.
You know, Steve Harvey has said multiple times on his platform how he knows OJ did it. You know,
Steve Harvey said that?
Yeah. Yeah, he did. Yeah. So.
Steve Harvey, what's he doing? Is he hosting a TV? He's probably hosting a TV show somewhere right now. Huh?
I don't know who hosts more shows, him or Ryan Seacrest, or Michael Strahan. It seems like those three guys are the kings of TV. Every show, it's going to have one of those three guys in their name on it.
Michael Seacrest is so busy, he just quit another show. He quit. He's like, I ain't got time to sit here for, what's that?
Wheel of Fortune. It was Kelly and Ryan. Right.
Wait. That's right.
Yeah.
He quit the morning show.
Yeah.
And so what is he doing now? He's doing it. What is the new show?
Wheel of Fortune.
Ryan Seacrest is replacing Pat. What is that, next year?
Yes. Yes.
This guy, he is going to die doing that job.
Well,
he has had every important job on network television on every network.
And he's still relatively young. Like it.
Yes. What is he in his 40s?
Yeah, late 40s. Yeah, which is still really young.
He's a Georgia Bulldog too.
Yeah, and he's a small guy, like he's like 5'7", 5'8".
Okay.
He's got a full head of hair, which always helps. He looks young, but to me, he reminds me he's our generation's version of Dick Clark. Like Dick Clark has his hands in everything, and I think Seacrest also is the original executive producer of. And I know you don't watch. I know most of our audience may not. Yes, of course.
Yeah.
But Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I know that's not really our audience. It's not you or me.
Yeah, that's his show.
That's his show. Yeah, yeah. And he has a syndicated radio show. He also does American Idol still. So it's just
that still comes on television.
Yeah, Lionel Richie, Kate Perry, and. Luke Bryan, I think, is the third judge. Yes, he's the third judge.
I heard that Lionel Richie had a show at the Garden, and he made the people wait there before he decided to call it off.
But I heard he's redeeming himself, though.
How do you redeem? What do you do? Free show at the Garden?
I think so. If there's any artist that can get away with that, not that they should, it is Lionel Richie.
The guy was in Boston on Friday, had a show in New York on Saturday. And then talked about how he wasn't able to fly from Boston to New York, which is get in the air and get off the plane in 2 seconds. That's nothing. Like, what was he doing all day? You finish show Friday, you get on plane. Man, they got trains and buses. He could get in a car and be there, man. Like, that's some crap. Some garbage.
If you're a living legend, JR, rules that apply to you and myself, they just don't. They go out the window. Yeah, he's a living legend. He's in the stratosphere of a Smokey Robinson. You know, I'm trying to think of
people in New York were ticked off at him. I don't blame them.
Yeah, but again, if you're almost 80, and there's kind of an understanding that I think has to go with that. Like, if this is Paul McCartney, Mick Jagger, I think there's an understanding that goes with that. If it's Taylor Swift, Ariana Grande,
forget all that crap. Where's his daughter at?
Nicole?
The one he adopted that used to hang out with the Hilton. Where the hell is she?
Oh, I don't pay attention to that stuff. I have no idea.
I don't know. But I remember the daughter. Nicole Richie? Yeah, Nicole.
I mean, her moment has passed her by. I think that's the truth for all of those socialites, with the exception of Kim Kardashian. She's still somehow relevant.
Yeah, well, she's looking for her next NBA player. That's what it is.
You're not kidding.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It's also Variety Hour. We got you covered. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to get into the NBA schedule release. We're going to talk about Shannon Sharpe and his new television venture. On the other side of the break, I'm going to get to your calls. 855-212-4CBS. And speaking of someone who's old, at least for his profession, he might be considering a comeback, possibly. I'll tell you who it is on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
Yeah, it's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. And right before we went to break, we talked about a lot. We talked to O.J. Simpson on social media, how the hell he got there and what he's doing. We have no idea. We know he's retired, and what is he doing? He's golfing, he's sitting around at the pool, he's doing retired people stuff, and I guess he has a clear conscience in whatever he's doing. But this much we know, there will be no normal reacclimation to society. The NFL will never embrace this dude with open arms, and so O.J. Simpson's home is on X or Twitter, whatever the hell Elon Musk decides to call it, every day. There's no reuniting O.J. Simpson in the NFL. Now, having said that, we got some news yesterday from a certain NFL tight end, a former retired NFL tight end. His name is Robert Gronkowski. Yes, Rob Gronkowski was on Kay Adams' show, and he was doing Rob Gronkowski things. I'm sure he was making jokes that were, amateurish about sex and all types of ridiculous things. But then he also said something pretty funny. Was it funny? Was it realistic? Rob Gronkowski once again made a reference about potentially returning. We have not seen Rob Gronkowski on a football field since 2021. He did not play last year. We know he missed 2019, said, "I'm not playing," came back to play with Tom Brady, won a championship, and now he's just a big old goofball. But he said that there might be one person that brings him back. Take a listen to what he said.
Brian Daboll wants me on his roster.
Don't
I know
do
it. It.
Don't do it. Gronk, we can't.
He won't have that face if I was
Gronk,
on the team with
Gronk,
him.
Gronk, we can't keep doing this.
I know, but I love to do
where's
it.
Where's the window? Is it?
I love to do it, though.
Is it, like, open?
I love to pretend that I can still play. Just makes me feel
you
good.
You could. You definitely could still play.
No, I can't. I'm washed up.
Who's the coach that
but
has
I just
the,
like to pretend.
Who's the coach that has the best chance to get you out of retirement?
Brian Daboll.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Not Sean McDermott? Interesting.
Oh, my hometown team.
Your favorite team.
But Brian Daboll.
Brian Daboll could get you out. What would he say if you called him?
I mean, he can't.
What would he have to say to you?
He can't get me out of retirement, but he would have the best chance to get me out of retirement.
I mean, it could be you and Waller. Can you imagine that?
That would be pretty wild. I always believe that having two tight ends is the best it makes the defense have the most difficult times. If you have two tight ends, I think that can make offense unstoppable. And it's rare. I mean, if you go back to my days when I had another tight end with me, I mean, it just makes the offense just prolific, just unstoppable. It gives you so many more options in the run game and the pass game and play action.
Oh, yeah, Rob Gronk. Hey, Shep, Rob Gronkowski had another unnamed tight end with him, didn't he, right?
No comment.
Yeah, I don't know. How about this is all unplanned. All unplanned. Talk about O.J. Simpson in one segment, and then the next one, Rob Gronkowski talks about another tight end who is Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah, the guy from Bristol, Connecticut. That's where I was going to go next. Yep.
Yeah.
Instead of naming him. Yep.
Well, we got a Chris Benoit. Is there going to be a Chris Benoit reference sometime in the show?
No. Or a Darren Sharper? No.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
I know Darren Sharper. He assault something. Yeah. He didn't off anybody.
That's
right,
okay. No? So there's levels, I guess. So maybe Darren Sharper is not at Aaron Hernandez level. Hey, I'll give you that.
A busy night. Let me count this so far. Barry Bonds. Here we go. That was for the reject store. Barry Bonds, Pete Rose, O.J. Simpson. Lance Armstrong, there's Aaron Hernandez and Chris Benoit. They have all been mentioned in the first 30 minutes of the show.
Well, we haven't mentioned Ray Carruth yet, so that's good.
Oh yeah,
this would be an interesting top six, by the way. I don't know how you want.
let's not do that. No, let's stay out of that top six.
The sound wouldn't be good to compliment that segment either.
Let's not do that. I mean, when we get to Halloween, we might as well do a top six list of the best, let's get Michael Myers and somebody else on the list. I don't know.
Sounds good.
855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Jeff is calling from Pittsburgh. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, funny story about when the O.J. Simpson trial, the verdict came out.
Yeah.
Okay. I was sitting in traffic court, and the policeman in Pennsylvania, if they aren't there by 15 minutes after the court date, they throw it out. Well, at the 14th minute, it comes out. And the judge closes the court, and we all go in the lobby to see the safe. Now, in the next 10 minutes, the policeman shows up.
Right.
But because the judge closed it, it reopened.
Jeff, you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. But I'm just saying, it's just funny that they reopened it. Even though he was 10 minutes late, because they closed the court to watch the...
To see O.J.
To watch the O.J. verdict.
Okay.
We all got out of the courtroom, we went in the lobby, and we were watching TV.
Okay. All right. So what happened?
I just think it's kind of funny. I got nailed for speeding because...
Yeah.
They closed the court to watch O.J.
Well, that judge didn't care about you, Jeff. O.J. Simpson, how much did he cost you?
Oh, about $150.
Well, how fast were you going, man?
Well, they said I was doing 80. That car would be lucky to do 60.
Oh, so you're saying a police officer lied on you?
He was wrong.
Oh, okay, listen. Don't have the police up here.
That's why I fought it. If I knew I was doing 80, I wouldn't have paid it and been done. You know what I mean?
I understand. Well, you know what you can do, Jeff? You can get a hold of OJ on Twitter and ask him for the money. All right?
No, I'm not worried about that. I just think it was funny how that happened. If that verdict can come out 3 minutes later, I would have nailed the ticket. Money.
I understand. Well, listen, it was 30 years ago. I'm glad you're still here, Jeff.
I thought you might think that was funny. That's all.
Well, thank you.
Okay?
I did. Thank you, Jeff. I did.
Hey.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No problem. Yeah, Jeff, I found it real funny. Absolutely knee-slapping. Hilarious. I'd find it more funny if he said, yeah, I'm going to reach out to OJ and ask him for the money.
Yeah, he didn't go along with that too well.
Yeah, no, he didn't. He said, oh, I just thought you would find that funny. It'd be more funny if you reached out to OJ and said, hey, man, you owe me money. That'd be fun. We know how OJ feels about, tangible things. So, anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I want to talk more about this Rob Gronkowski just teasing a return. We recently had a tight end just came back. Jimmy Graham is back again with the Saints. So I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility to see Rob Gronkowski play football again. And then, we know, he is from Western New York. He's from Buffalo. There's a dude who's playing for another New York team that plays in New Jersey who told everybody why he decided to choose a New York team. I'm talking about Dalvin Cook. We'll talk about Gronkowski. We'll talk about Cook. We're going to get into the NBA schedule. Shannon Sharp has a new home. There's so much going on in the world of sports.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I just want to say thank you for being on this show and giving me some good content every time I leave my girlfriend's house. Give me some time to chill, relax, and listen to some good sports news.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
You're welcome, man. You're welcome. It's all in the night's work. So was he said he was going to his girlfriend's house? I don't know. Shout outs to everybody getting some action. Whether you're, oh, I can't say that. I was going to say whether you're going, but then the other word is be too much of a, anyway. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Rob Gronkowski says, Brian Daboll could get me out of retirement. He'd be the most or only guy that can convince me. I think we're done with this dude. Like, he ain't playing football this year. So I'd be 2 years gone. And I think Rob Gronkowski's coming back at 36 or 35. I don't think so. I think them days are over, man. I believe that last hurrah with Tom Brady was enough for Rob Gronkowski. So good luck with him and to him and all of his ridiculous Tide pod eating endeavors. Hey, we heard Dexter Henry with the news a few minutes ago. Also explained why Dalvin Cook decided to go to the New York Jets. And when's the last time you heard the New York Jets be mentioned as a destination? The answer is never. It's not until they got this guy, Aaron Rodgers. Listen again to what Dalvin Cook had to say about why he is wearing green and white.
Being on the other side of that for the last 6 years, you know, I couldn't be on the other side no more. So it was just like being, I got the chance to go join them and, you know, help them win again. You know, that was a big thing to come over here.
Obviously, Dalvin Cook, having played for the Minnesota Vikings, he got his ass whooped quite a bit by Aaron Rodgers. I mean, Aaron Rodgers and the Packers ran roughshod over the Bears and the Vikings and that other team, the Lions. And how about that? Aaron Rodgers, he gives up his money, and they bring this dude in for about $8.5 million. Now, unfortunately for the New York Jets, Dalvin Cook ain't playing. He's living a life. He has shoulder surgery, which is not living a life. Who wants to have surgery? Nobody. But then even outside of that, he signs a contract yesterday, and he's going to be gone for about a week because of the birth of a child. And so it must be nice. No, Saquon Barkley's the only dude who said, you know what, I'm going to show up to work and get abused for a few months or a month before I actually take on real abuse in the regular season. And Saquon Barkley, I don't know. It's just he's either a real nice guy who's getting suckered into work. Everybody is doing less work, and Saquon is just showing up and getting jerked around. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Brad is calling from Colorado Springs. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Brad?
Hey, JR, let me get off the speakerphone.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Go ahead.
Okay. You know, here's the deal. Murder one.
What?
You got to have everything in order. And they didn't because.
Whoa. What are you? Hold on. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about OJ.
Oh, well, you got to make that clear. The first thing you said was murder. I'm like, whoa. Well, go ahead.
So sorry. Well, here's the deal. 3 weeks after that night, OJ's sitting in jail waiting for bail. Ron Goldman's former roommate, dies the same way on a Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock on the corner of 3rd and Doheny. Black SUV pulls up. They do the Colombian necktie on him. So my thought is that when she left that purse, that was supposed to be a money drop because they were all dealing drugs. And that money wasn't in there, so somebody got to that money before Ron Goldman. He goes out into the parking lot to the people who are waiting, and they say, okay, well, let's go get the money. Well, they get over to her house. The money's not there. They kill him. You know, somebody did Ron Goldman's roommate. And there's everybody's just blown that off. Three people died that night, not two.
You know? Okay. All right. Well, thank you for taking us back to 1994.
You guys are talking. I just, you know, it's just always eating at me because, you know, if he's innocent, that's why that's a real lynching we did. You know.
I don't know if he was. I mean, I know he's free. I know that.
Yeah.
I know he's making videos on Twitter.
Have to add up. And if Ron Goldman's roommate dies the same way and OJ's not, if he's locked up, then there's more to it than they're telling us.
I'll be the first to tell you. I don't know anything. I don't know everything about this. I don't know. A man put on a glove that didn't fit because it probably shrunk and then he's free. Okay. That's what I know. Everything else surrounding that, I'm not interested, to be honest. I'm not.
Yeah, I just, you know, when a man, if the man is innocent, it affects us all because that's the way the system works.
Wait.
Investigate.
If O.J. Simpson is innocent, it affects us all. How?
Because if they can do that to him, they can do it to you and me.
Bruh, I'm black in America. They could do whatever they want to me. I don't need to worry about O.J. to prove that.
Right. Well,
who's they? Who's they? The criminal justice system?
The criminal justice system, yeah.
Brad, let me tell you something.
They're going to put you away.
You know about the Central Park Five?
About the what?
The Central Park Five.
No.
Okay. Look them up. One of the guys who got arrested, I actually know him. He got arrested because people basically called him a thug. Okay, so... Yeah, worse, right. You don't got to be OJ for bad things to happen. Bad things happen to good people all the time.
Yeah, I know.
Well, thank you, Brad. That was positive.
You got it. Thanks,
thank you, man. Thank you. Appreciate that. Well, that was nice. A great call. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Yeah, listen. We talk OJ, and then we get calls on Well, Chef, who did he reference?
Ron Goldman's roommate?
Yeah, man, listen, man.
Why don't you think he'll explain to Ron? So Ron Goldman was basically Nicole Brown Simpson's lover.
Here we go. Yeah, man, this stuff is from 25 and 30 years ago.
Yeah, I don't know if most people know who Ron Goldman is, so I just wanted to make sure that he should have clarified that.
Yeah, but then there's a difference. There's Ron Perlman, there's Ron Goldman.
Exactly.
Two different people. Was that guy with Hellboy, right?
Sounds about right. Yeah, Ron Perlman is definitely a different person than Ron Goldman. That I know.
The next thing I know, I'm going to have a caller calling me up telling me about how what's the Kardashian sister? The other one.
There's Khloe.
The one they say looks like Chewbacca.
Khloe. I'm pretty sure. So she was with Lamar Odom, right?
Yes. Khloe, she was with Lamar.
Yes. And now and then Tristan and James Harden at one point. That's definitely Khloe.
But somebody... Oh, wow. She was with Lamar Odom and James Harden?
And Tristan Thompson, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And there's got to be more. I know.
Did somebody make a joke, or am I making this new? Someone said the Kardashians collect NBA players like Pokemon cards.
That might have been McAfee at the ESPYs.
Did he say that?
Something along those lines, yeah. Yeah.
It's true. Kim Kardashian, well, she was with, the Humphreys, Chris Humphreys.
She was with Chris Humphreys, Reggie Bush,
right.
Ye.
Kanye, okay.
Right, and then...
I'm thinking athletes.
Okay, gotcha.
And then the other younger one, the Jenner.
Right.
She's going through, they had a T-shirt with 5 NBA players on it.
Right.
And a sister wore it.
I think Ben Simmons, Devin Booker.
Sure.
And then there's a couple glossing over for some reason. Yeah. Honestly, JR, the Kardashians have probably dated, I want to say, over 15 NBA basketball players. I'm not joking.
You're right. They got a type, huh?
Right. Yes. Rich, famous, and...
black.
Yes.
Rich, famous, athletic, and black. If you check those boxes, then you got a chance with one of the Kardashians. If you should choose, knock yourself out. I'm sure you can get in touch with them on Twitter. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of the NBA, the schedule is out. A couple of days ago, we found out about this play-in tournament, some of the games set for there. But the NBA has let us all know who is playing, when, and where. I'm going to tell you some of the key dates on the other side of the break. And then I'm going to tell you why some of these key dates might not matter. I'll explain. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.